From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Mishpatim, a vision of God. Strangely enough, in this very concrete chapter about people falling in pits in the ground, people, oxen goring other oxen, goring people, and guardianship and all these technical civil laws, at the end of the story, they make a covenant over these very laws, and we have the following three very strange psukim. Well, first it says that Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, and Avihu, sons of Aaron, went out with the 70 elders of Israel, and what happened? Here comes a strange thing. Vayiru et Elokei Israel. They saw the God of Israel. Saw the God of Israel? I thought you can't see God. You didn't see any image. Metachar raglav, and under God's feet. Feet? I thought God had no feet. K'maseh livnat ha-sapir. Like a stone, or maybe like a brick of sapphire stone. U'retzim ha-shamayim la-Torah. It was so pure, it was like the sky. Sapphire, sky, it's kind of blue. So it's really the same thing. So what's the difference? But to the leaders of Israel, God did not cast his hand. What does that mean? Why would he cast his hand against them? They saw God, and they ate and they drank. They ate and they drank. Why are they eating and drinking? I thought they were having a vision. What's going on? So firstly, Rashi says that, well, what do they mean they saw? They peeked. They should not have peeked at God. They tzitzu. They caught a sneaky gaze at God, and they deserved to die for that. But God didn't want to ruin everything. After all, it was a happy day when they got the Torah, so he waited for another opportunity, like dedication of the Mishkan, there, that's for none of you, and for the elders, v'atochu b'kseh machneh, God threw fire against the complainers, and the edge of the camp. And Rashi says the edge are the most important people, the ksinim, the 70 elders. So according to Rashi, what's the crime? They appeared at God when they shouldn't have. And who was guilty? Nadav, Avihu, and 70 elders. Now, what was this image that they saw? So that's very interesting. Rashi says they had the stone, the sapphire stone. That sapphire stone was with them during their slavery to remember the sorrows of Israel, that the Egyptians used to make them work in bricks, in brickwork. And the sky, what is the sky? Mishnah Galu, once they redeemed, there was great light. What does that mean? We'll come back to that later. The Ibn Ezra says, what do you mean? You're wondering what this is? We know what this is. Look, you open up the first chapter of Ezekiel, or rather don't open it because you're not supposed to study it. Right, that's a good way to get people to study something. Tell them not to study it. First chapter of Ezekiel, and it says there's a Kain Kerachanora, that there's something in the sky, something where God's throne is, where there's a unbelievable ice, and it's the top of the heads of the chayot, the different types of angels that Ezekiel saw, and that's what it's talking about. In fact, there's a verse in Ezekiel that reads like this: Udmut al Roshech Hayan Ta, the heads of the chayas, the Chayot HaKodesh, the holy angels, Ke'ena Kerach Nomad, like the special type of amazing ice, Natu HaShemimah, it's on top of the other heads above. So that's what they saw. It's a vision from the vision of when a person sees a vision of God, that's what you see. Whether what it actually is, it's a different question. What it represents, we know that God has no physical body, but that's what you see when you see the heavens. The Ibn Ezra says all this is under God. No, it's not God. It's something below God. Just to, in case anyone wondered, this Sforno says that it's truly transparent. It's devoid of colors, and it's almost completely abstract because it's sort of bluish, whitish, and you can absorb a spiritual input from spiritual domains at will. It's like an image of the divine soul, of the human soul. So you might suggest it's like a Rorschach test. You look at it and you see yourself. Chasam Sofer, quoting this similar idea that the sure the Sforno is alluding to it as well, the Rambam in the Guide to Perplex says that the sapphire can accept all different looks. And so really, he says, some sofer says, the Jews thought, I don't know, God is merciful, but Moshe is very harsh. He doesn't seem like a godlike kind of figure. So they learned that it's fungible. It's God is like a blue stone. It could be white, blue, the sky. It's hard to say what it is, because God can be merciful, can be judgmental, like Moshe, like Aaron, can be a lot of different things. Rashbam says, look, we're not really seeing God. It's like we're seeing God's back. It's something you see, some vision, and from that you gather the rest. The Hemek Dover, the Naftali Tzvi Yehuda of Berlin, the Netziv says, he says, just like the sky is a very clear kind of place, so they saw that there's only God, nothing else. There's no other side will. And what does it mean? God cast his hand and they saw the image of God and they ate and they drank. What's going on? So he says, well, those elders, Nadav and Avihu and the elders, God did not kill them, but he should have. That's what Rashi says. You know, he should have cast his hand against them to destroy them, but he gave them a break. And they ate, they saw, and they ate. He says, oh, it's terrible. This is like a haughtiness. They think they can sit around even, you know, past the popcorn and watching God? Unbelievable. According to Rashi, it's a terrible sin, and they were almost punished. Ibn Ezra says that if they weren't punished, it's something in the middle. They're not as good as Moshe. Moshe didn't eat nor drink for 40 days, but these people, they had to eat and drink. The Ramban says that God didn't cast his hand because they were worthy of this vision. There's no punishment here. There's nothing bad going on. Ramban is more of a mystic. He says it's great. The people are having a vision of God. It's great. God didn't cast their hand against them, even though they saw God, because there was nothing wrong with what they did. They're celebrating receiving the Torah. That's why they're eating. The Sforno says a completely different thing. Not that he didn't cast his hand to destroy them. Casting your hand is like an image from prophecy. Usually God casts his hand to take them out of their senses, to go to a different place. These people were so holy, they were able to come to the vision without going out of their place. So those are some interpretations of these verses. So I would say, what do we get out of this? Number one, when they saw the image of God, they didn't see one thing, they saw a lot of things. God is complex. Can't be black and white about things. God at times can be harsh, at times can be merciful, loving, and it's all part of one God. It's all one. There's no duality to it. It's all these things. It's all one. It's all one thing. Secondly, you say, oh, what's the great vision? Oh, it's a mystical thing. We'll close our eyes. We'll imagine some mystical thing. No. You know what the vision was, according to Rashi. Should have had the vision or shouldn't have had the vision. You know what the vision was? The vision was that God is with us. He was with us in our suffering when we were in Egypt, and we can still remember the slavery in Egypt. We can remember it today. They can certainly remember it then. God was with us then. It's like a picture of a survivor of the Holocaust. He looks at it and he sees that God was with him in their suffering. And then there's also the great sky, the great light, that they see the vision of the future. That's what, when you look at God, you look and you see that God is with us in our suffering, with all the people in the world who need a refuah shleimah, all the people who are suffering from losses, from terrible traumas. God is with them. That's what you see when you see God. And you see the light. You see a hope for the future, a vision of the future and great things that are yet to come. That's what Judaism is all about, as Rabbi Lichtenstein of Blessed Memory pointed out. That's what Judaism innovated to the world. That there's a messianic hope. There's a vision. There's an end of days. That's what they saw when they saw God. They saw hope, a glimmer of the future, the light that's yet to come. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beit Talmud Congregation for a discussion of Parashat Mishpatim. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays. And don't forget, sponsorships are available. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.